Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Show. This is Allie from 103.7 KISS FM. You might be listening right now on KISS FM, or you might be listening on one of our sister stations like 99.1 The Mix or Hot 105.7, or you might be listening on our sports station WSSP 1250 AM The Fan. And today I'm very excited because I haven't had a guest in the actual studio with me in so long. So this is such a treat to have not only a friend of mine, but someone who's made a huge impact on the community today. Welcome to the show from the Beat Goes On Foundation, Christine Railing. How are you?
I'm good, Allie. How are you?
I'm good. I'm biased because I've known you for a while now. I mean, I got to know you doing the show.
Yeah.
That was literally how I met you years ago.
Yeah.
And I interviewed you about the Beat Goes On Foundation, and we got to be friends because you're awesome.
Yeah. Now we're besties.
And now we're besties. And no, you're back in here because you guys have a lot going on at the Beat Goes On Foundation. And we have some big updates when it comes to your children, especially your daughter, Kendall.
Yeah.
So first off, welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be in the studio. I'm like that you have people in here now.
I know. Awesome. It is so nice.
Yeah, it's nice to see a full parking lot again.
Yes. I love it. And to see you face to face. This is exciting.
Yep.
So Christine, let's just start at the beginning for people that haven't heard your previous interviews in the past few years. And let's just start with your story and how you got to basically founding the Beat Goes On Foundation, you and your husband, Dan. Let's just start at the top for everyone.
We'll take it back to the beginning.
Take it back.
We'll do a flashback sequence.
Yes, because your story is wild and heartwarming and emotional.
It's a roller coaster.
It's a roller coaster.
For sure.
Yeah.
Our story started in 2016 when our daughters were born. They are identical twin daughters. Mm-hmm. They actually were born in 2015, but at 1 year old, our daughter Chloe experienced a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
She was sitting in her crib or laying in her crib and woke up after a nap and wasn't able to move the right side of her body and just had complete right side paralysis.
It's just scary as a parent. I can't even imagine.
For sure. And you kind of do your own at home tests and are like, I don't know if this actually can happen, but am I overreacting or or is this really something? Which sounds silly looking back on it, but when you're in the moment,
you didn't know.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know. So we ended up taking her to Children's Wisconsin, the emergency department there, and she was unfortunately diagnosed with having a stroke due to a blood clot. The amazing doctors at Children's did some diagnostic work on her and discovered that this blood clot originated in her right hip, made its way through her heart to the left side of her brain, then causing the paralysis on her right side. But what's more about that is that her heart was so enlarged that this blood clot made its way through. She was ultimately diagnosed with a heart condition called restrictive cardiomyopathy, which is a muscle issue with her heart. The pump function doesn't work as it should. She was in basically the advanced stages of heart failure.
And she's 1 year old.
At one.
Yeah.
And you know, it sounds really crazy every time I say it, but my husband and I are just so thankful that she had this stroke because it led to us discovering this condition. I don't even want to think about what the alternative would have been if it was undiagnosed.
Yeah.
So kind of fast forward through this emotional week at the end of February where she's diagnosed. Now we have this identical twin whom at the time we didn't know was identical. Her sister Kendall ultimately was diagnosed with the same heart condition as well. And what's really crazy about this, Allie, is there's no cure for this heart disease. It's not like a structural issue where they can go in and perform surgery. It's a muscle issue. And the only way for our daughters to survive was to receive a heart transplant. We are very fortunate in the state of Wisconsin, especially in the Milwaukee area, that we have Children's Wisconsin right in our backyard. They are one of the leading cardiac programs in the country. And so people travel all around to come here and get services.
Yeah, I learned that from you, that learning about your story over the past few years.
Yeah. The Herma Heart Institute is fantastic. And I don't mean to be a plug for them, but they've, I mean, why not? They've saved both of my children's lives multiple times, actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we were fortunate enough that both of our daughters received heart transplants when they were 16 and 18 months old. They kind of sailed through their transplant, at least initially, but every journey is different, and it's the same for identical twins and not so much identical in that world. Mm-hmm. Our daughter Kendall suffered from chronic rejection of her organs, so she was in and out of the hospital for about 4 or 5 years, so much so that at one episode she had cardiac arrest in the ICU. Fortunately, her bedside nurse was able to perform CPR on her and bring her back to life.
Wow.
She spent a week on life support, just making sure that her body could acclimate again and give her heart time to rest. Mm-hmm. She spent a month in the hospital recovering and then ultimately was discharged. But that wasn't the end of her story. Mm-hmm. As you know, in every time a transplant patient rejects their organ, there's damage and damage and damage done.
Mm-hmm.
So Kendall's story doesn't stop there. This past year, we met with her cardiology team, and they told us that we needed to start preparing, that they don't know how much life that she's going to get out of this heart. So,
and she's how old now?
Yeah, that's a good question. She's seven.
So seven. So the first transplant the girls both had when they were 16 and 18 months.
Yes.
Fast forward, now she's seven.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in and say, now Kendall is going to need a new heart, essentially.
Wow. Again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in the 6 years that she had her first heart, she had five episodes of rejection, each time damaging her more and more.
Yeah.
She was ultimately put on some IV pump medicine, heart failure medicine, to help her heart pump. And Allie, it was the coolest experience. I know that sounds so silly, but she was enjoying her last week of school, last week of first grade, and the Wednesday before her last day, we got a phone call from her cardiology team saying, we found a good heart for her.
Mm.
Kendall was able to experience the last day of school, and as if you can remember being in elementary school, or even with your boys, like they do field day and games and all that jazz.
It's a fun
So they were gonna bring her in and have her miss that last day, but the stars aligned and we were able to let her enjoy her last day. We greeted all the kids off the bus with a big water balloon fight, and then had our fun, got her showered, and then went over to the hospital. And June 10th, 2022, she got her second heart.
Wow.
So her second chance at life.
Still gives me goosebumps. I mean, I've learned so much just hearing your story as I've gotten to know you, just about how, you know, yes, both your girls got their heart transplants, but that doesn't mean they don't have to have another heart transplant. Mm-hmm. And I learned about how, you know, there can be the rejection, all these things that you've really educated me and even our listeners today who are listening now about this. So to know that she had that heart transplant in June of this year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. 6 months ago.
Wow.
6 months ago. She's thriving. She's better than she's ever been. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know any different because this was just her best. And now seeing her with a healthy heart and a more compatible match, and just how she's thriving the way an almost eight-year-old should be.
Yeah.
It's so awesome. And I don't think that there's anything that Dan, my husband, and I can do to show our gratitude, but we wanted to try.
Yeah.
And that's why we formed the Beat Goes On Foundation, because we started this foundation during 2006 when we were sitting in the hospital just thinking, this can't be the way that life is going to be for these kids or even adults. This is not the quality of life of medicine and pokes and echoes and heart biopsies. There has to be a better way. Mm-hmm. And you know, Dan, he's a very action-oriented individual. And so he had this idea. He's like, we need to give back, Christine. Mm-hmm. And so sitting in the hospital, he said, I want to form a charity. And that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
So ever since 2016, we've been on this journey to make sure that we are honoring the lives of the kids that helped our kids mm-hmm. experience life.
Right.
So part of this is not only from a selfish standpoint of where we want to make sure our girls have a quality of life and mm-hmm. other heart kids that follow them, but really we want to make sure that these three kids that gave their lives to let my kids live mm-hmm. are being honored mm-hmm. in the best way that we know how. And mm-hmm. that's through giving back.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so then you and Dan, your husband, formed the Beat Goes On yep. Foundation. And, you know, it's a lot what you just said. People don't think about that, you know, another child has mm-hmm. to die in order to save your child's life when right. they get that heart transplant. That's really heavy stuff.
Yeah.
So it wasn't selfish that you formed the Beat Goes On Foundation. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. If you choose to be an organ donor, which is part of our platform as well, is mm-hmm. just spreading this awareness, whether yeah. it's through bone marrow or blood donation or, mm-hmm. You know, donating postmortem, just signing up to be an organ donor, you can save up to 8 lives.
Wow.
That, if you want to talk about leaving a legacy,
yeah.
that's the legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And just being able to have that decision made so it's easy for the people that are making afterlife decisions for you, it checks one thing off their list. But mm-hmm. can you imagine being a parent and, you know, something traumatic happens to your child and this mm-hmm. is the decision that you have to make? And it's just really the best way we knew how mm-hmm. to say thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and so since you formed the Beat Goes On Foundation, let's talk about what an impact that you guys yeah. have had so far, because I know you've given back a lot as far as Children's Hospital. You work with Versity now,
yep.
right?
Yep.
So talk to everyone about what your impact has been.
Yeah. So our primary focus is both with Children's Wisconsin and Versity, the Blood Center Wisconsin.
Yes. Thank you for clarifying, because yeah. I did not say the Blood Center. Yeah. Yes, go on.
Yeah. Lots of people don't, we're branded as you know, the Blood Center of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, we've been able to donate $100,000 to wow. Children's Wisconsin to their heart cardiac transplant program. So things like investing in research, better ways to understand non-invasive technology to monitor heart health. So things like, you know, when you go to the gym and you get your biometric screening,
yeah.
those types of things, but for kids.
Oh, wow.
Can tell you a lot about how the heart functions, if you're retaining fluid, etc.
Can it help detect if kids have heart issues?
Yeah.
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 Things like that, right?
So right now we're working on exploring wearable technology. So you've got your Apple Watch on your wrist that can do like EKGs and arrhythmias yeah. and things like that. So we're working with them on what does that look like in the child space and how does it become reliable or link back into the cardiac program.
Mm-hmm.
There's things that we want to do with the school intervention program. And I'm sorry, Kyle, because they just rebranded it to a different name. But the school intervention program, a lot of folks don't realize that having cardiac issues impacts kids in the classroom as well. So mm-hmm. how do this program educates the teachers and the school districts on how to treat developmental delays or just cardiac kids in the classroom,
mm-hmm.
partnering with them. Versity, and this is what's crazy, mm-hmm. is Children's is the face of kind of all of these big things, but Versity is like the puppeteer in the background.
Yeah.
And so they are the ones that actually do all the organ matching, the
oh, wow.
blood typing to make sure that you guys, that recipients and donors are a match. They're the ones that are in the labs looking at the chromosomes and the, you know, HLAs or the antibodies, et cetera.
Doing a lot of work too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've partnered with Dr. Matt Anderson, who runs the lab at Versity from a transplant perspective, and funding some of his research to make sure that rejection isn't an issue that mm-hmm. we have to deal with anymore. So little strategic things like that
mm-hmm.
we really try to focus on. But you know what? The general population, that's kind of squishy. Like mm-hmm. you don't see that as a give. So a couple of the other things that we do are things like our annual toy drive.
Mm-hmm.
And we always do it around this time of year,
mm-hmm.
Because it stinks being in the hospital, both from a parent or a patient perspective.
Kids need toys and things to make them happy. Which, by the way, I just want to say, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking to my friend, Christine Railing, because we have been so deep into your story because it is so... Wow. Just wow. I mean, your story is wild. You talked about how both of your daughters, you found out that they have a heart condition, which I don't want to missay it. I don't want to misspeak it. What is it again?
Restrictive cardiomyopathy.
Thank you. I always have to have you say that. Yep. They both had heart transplants. Kendall had to have another heart transplant this year at the age of 7, 6 years later. And she's doing really good now. Yep. She had it in June. And we talked about how that's why you formed the Beat Goes On Foundation.
Right.
And how much you have given back to Children's Hospital and working with Versity Blood Centers of
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Yep. Thank you. And so I'm just catching everyone up because I'm sure some people came in and were like, whoa,
what's going on?
This is an intense story. I mean, as a parent, I can't even imagine all the things you and your husband have had to go through, but you're giving back and it's amazing. And now the toy drive is here and I'm excited to talk about that. So
Thanks.
Go on.
Yeah. So every year we do our toy drive. We collect things for our friends over at Children's Wisconsin to help kind of fill their toy closet for the year. It sounds like this would be something that, you know, everybody... like their closet is overflowing, but you'd be surprised by, you know, March, April, May, June... they are out of stuff.
It's empty again.
Yeah. And so things like swaddle blankets for the PT therapist or the physical therapist to help kids stay comforted. There's developmental toys. There's stuff for the parents that we have. We've created an Amazon list that you can find on our website, thebeatfoundation.com.
Say that again, thebeatfoundation.com.
Thank you. The Beat, B-E-A-T, foundation.com.
Like a heartbeat.
Yes.
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 There we go.
There you go. That you can just shop and it'll ship directly to us. So it's let's be honest, you're shopping on Amazon anyway, right? You might as well throw some extra toys in there.
Absolutely.
So, so all these toys go to Children's Wisconsin to help heart families through the holidays and then throughout the year.
That's amazing. So you've raised all this money. You do this annual toy drive, which we were just talking about. And I see when I go to your website, I can see it right there when I get on thebeatfoundation.com, B-E-A-T, we were saying. So all the info's right there. But that's not all you guys do. And I also, you know, we didn't mention the big backyard as well. So let's mention that really quickly when it comes to the toy drive and how you can actually get something back for giving, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Our friends at the Big Backyard have graciously offered to do a toy drive collection site for us.
Nice.
And here's the cool thing. They are offering $5 off admission for each new unwrapped toy during this toy drive, which, you know, if you've got small kids and it's winter and it's cold and you need to burn some energy, that is a deal you're going to want to jump on.
We should say the Big Backyard's in New Berlin, right?
Yep.
I know that very well because I know what you're talking about when you need to burn their energy.
Yeah.
The Big Backyard is perfect. So you'll get $5 off if you bring in a toy.
Yep.
Obviously, we want them brand new, all of these toys.
Yes, new and unwrapped.
Obviously.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if you need ideas, you can check out our website, but honestly, just go to Target and hit the toy aisle and grab something or the baby section and they'll love it. It'll be great.
Oh my gosh. And then you guys do other stuff throughout the year.
Yeah.
It's not just that, even though the toy drive is happening right now, what else should we talk about?
Yeah, we have our annual fundraiser, the Heart to Heart Benefit. It's always in August. This year, it's the first week. I think it's August 5th.
Okay.
I should probably have that nailed down as far as committed
to
memory.
It's okay, it's December and you have a lot going on.
Right?
It's okay, Christy.
The first week in August is usually our heart-to-heart benefit and it's such a fun time.
It is.
We try to switch it up every year with respect to themes. We've got a massive silent auction. This past year, you remember?
Yes.
We had like Masters tickets.
That was
great.
It was insane.
Yeah.
Like I spent so much time just walking around looking at your auction.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
We had the Sonoma wine tour on there too. We have everything, every price range. It's been fantastic.
Yeah.
And so we always try to make it really interesting and in kind of your event of the season to close out your summer. So that's one of our great events that we do. Yep. We do an annual pie sale. Mm-hmm. Everything that we raise from our annual pie sale around Thanksgiving is used to help fund our toy drive as well. So uh-huh. there's a connection there into the giving season.
Right.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff coming up, which
yeah.
is great.
Well, I mean, I can't even believe we're almost out of time. Like, I feel like we just started
talking.
Christine, you and I could talk for this whole hour.
And we have, actually.
And we have, and we will, actually, after I turn off the microphones.
Right?
But thank you for joining me today.
Yeah.
I can't even believe I have to wrap this up already. But if you're just tuning in, I've been talking to my friend, Christine Railing from the Beat Goes On Foundation. Make sure you go to thebeatfoundation.com. You can find out about any of the events going on, but more importantly, the Toy Drive, which is going on through December 23rd.
Yep.
And you can also look at your Amazon wish list.
You got it.
Which is super simple.
Yeah.
Simple way to donate.
Yeah.
For
and
sure.
It just ships right to our house. And we get very familiar with our delivery drivers this time of year.
They're used to it. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that Kendall is doing good since her heart transplant, her second heart transplant.
Crazy.
In June.
6 years.
Still unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow. And I just hope, you know, she keeps doing well and staying strong. But as you educated me and a lot of our listeners, it's a process and you never know. And
exactly.
So you're thankful to the people at Children's Hospital and their Herma Heart Institute,
yep.
right?
Yep.
And then Versity Blood Centers of Wisconsin,
yep.
who also help. So is there anything I'm forgetting?
No, just one more plug for
yes.
the Big Backyard
yes.
and the $5 off admission for every new unwrapped toy.
Mm-hmm.
If you listening have an idea for a toy collection or you own a business and would like to do a toy collection, hit us up as well. We'd love to partner with you.
Oh, perfect.
So,
awesome.
Thank you, Allie, for having
of
me.
Of course. You're welcome. Go to thebeatfoundation.com. And you guys are on Facebook
yep.
as well
yep.
and Instagram. You can find them online as well. All right, Christine, thank you.
Thanks, Allie.